35 U.S.C. 112, Enabling Disclosure. The specification must enable a person skilled in the art to make and use the claimed invention without undue experimentation. It must be consistent with published information. Enablement for the claim in a utility application is typically found in the specification preceding the claims, as opposed to being in the claims. The claims do not provide their own enablement. The lack of necessity to theorize or explain the failures does not alleviate the inventor from complying with 35 U.S.C. 112, first paragraph, by providing an enabling disclosure that is commensurate in scope with the claims. Best mode. Best mode is used to restrain inventors from applying for patents while at the same time concealing from the public the preferred embodiments of their inventions, which they have in fact conceived. Affirmation of a best mode rejection must show that the quality of an applicant's best mode disclosure is so poor as to effectively result in concealment. This law prevents an applicant from claiming subject matter that was not described in the application as filed, and the prescription against the introduction of new matter in a patent application serves to prevent an applicant from adding to the informational content of a patent application after it is filed. Filing dates and the state of art. An applicant cannot use a patent to provide state of art for purpose of satisfying the enablement requirement if the patent has an issue date later than the effective filing date of the application. A later dated publication cannot be used to enable an earlier dated application. Undue experimentation. The claimed invention must be enabled so that any person skilled in the art can make and use the invention without undue experimentation. The information contained in the disclosure of an application must be sufficient to inform those skilled in the relevant art on how to both make and use the claimed invention. The best mode requirement keeps the applicants from obtaining patent protection without making a full disclosure as required by the statute. Facts about the best mode. A specific example is not required. The best mode may be represented by a preferred range of conditions or a group of reactants. A designation as best mode is not required. The disclosure only needs to include the best mode. There is no requirement to update the best mode. And if the best mode is not disclosed in the application, such a defect cannot be amended by adding any new matter. 35 U.S.C. 112, fourth paragraph. A dependent claim cannot be broader than the claim from which it depends. Up to 300 amps includes 0 to 300 amps. Example, if the specification discloses a 1 to 300 amp range, the dependent claim is broader. Three open-ended numerical ranges may render the claim indefinite. The term up to includes zero as the lower limit. A claim limitation will be interpreted to invoke 35 U.S.C. 112, sixth paragraph, if it meets the following three-prong analysis. The claim limitations must use the phrase means for or step for. The means for or step for must be modified by functional language, and the phrase means for or step for must not be modified by structure, material, or acts for achieving the specified function. If an applicant wishes to have the claim limitation treated under 35 U.S.C. 112, sixth paragraph, the applicant must either 1. Amend the claim to include the phrase means for or step for in accordance with these guidelines, or 2. Show that even though the phrase means for or step for is not used, The claim limitation is written as a function to be performed and does not provide any structure, material, or acts which would preclude application of 35 U.S.C. 112, sixth paragraph. Transitional phrases frequently used in claims and their meanings comprising is inclusive or open-ended and does not exclude, does not exclude additional unrecited elements or method or method steps. 2. Including and characterized by are synonymous with comprising. Consisting essentially of: 1. Limits the scope of a claim to the specified material or steps, and 2. To those that do not materially affect the basic and novel characteristics of the claimed invention. Consisting of: cannot add an element or step equal to comprising. The phrase consisting of excludes any steps not specified in the claim. And 3. Claim that depends from a claim which consisting of the recited steps cannot add a step. Inherency. Under the principles of inherency, if a prior art device and its normal and usual operation would necessarily perform the method claimed, then the method claimed will be considered to be anticipated by the prior art device. Enabling references. The level of disclosure required within a reference to make it an enabling disclosure is the same no matter what type of prior art is at issue. It does not matter whether the prior art reference is a U.S. patent, foreign patent, printed publication, or other. A reference contains an enabling disclosure if the public was in possession of the claimed invention before the date of the invention. Publicly accessible. Prior art disclosures on the Internet are thought of as publicly available once the item is posted. If there is no posting date, it can be relied upon as prior art, but it may be relied upon to provide evidence regarding the state of the art. One need not prove someone actually looked at the publication when the publication is publicly accessible. A printed publication has been made available to the extent that the person interested and ordinarily skilled in the subject matter or art, who exercises reasonable diligence, can locate it. Anticipation of ranges. When a claim reciting ranges covers several compositions, the claim is anticipated if one of them is in the prior art.